Hey, guess what? What? Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Oh, yes, indeed. We right back in it. How y'all feeling out there? It is Thriving Tuesdays is what I like to call Tuesdays. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. The best podcast show out there for the teens, man. Y'all know it's your host. Your favorite host, by the way, Jazz, from the CR division. How was y'all day today, man? Happy holidays. We are in the month of December. Happy holidays. Christmas is coming up. New Year's is coming up, right? So we gonna get to it, man. I think I feel good. The weather's pretty cool. It's not too cold outside yet. It's getting there, though, because we're going to get some snow, did you? But if it ain't enough snow for me to stay home, I'm not really impressed, though. Like, I'm really not. But I have the privilege of having a young lady on the show today. I got a female's perspective on the Teen Crew Podcast Show today. She's going to give me all of her energy. We probably going to go back and forth because that's probably what we do. She don't really like me right now, but it is what it is. I got her in the seat. I got her in the studio. I got her in the seat. I got her with a pair of headphones on. Her microphone sounds good. Her headphones sound good. So we ready to start the show, man. Today's show is straight to the source. But before we get too deep into that, JV, how you doing, baby?
I'm good.
How you feeling?
I'm tired a little bit, but you know, we're gonna thug it out.
You gonna thug it out. You a whole little gangster over there, for real. She be trying to make it seem like she be all innocent, but she be ready. She be on go, y'all.
So don't be telling people that.
So look, right, JV is the new addition to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. And I want to say thank you for coming to sit down with your girl with all of my stuff that be going on behind the scenes. We gonna pray that don't nobody come in here and bother us, but you never know, because people just open doors, slam doors, man. Just want to hang out. They just want to do everything. So JV, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Your first show, man. I'm excited, man. Let's get into it, right? Straight to the source. If you were to talk to yourself, what questions would you ask? You don't got to give a lot. You can maybe get like one or two, but let the listeners know. Because I did tell y'all in the beginning, let's be real clear about this. This is the best teen podcast show, teen show that you going to get, man. The crew being here heavy. You know, we just like to share real life situations, real life experiences. And we really like to get it from their perspective, from how they see it in their mind, so that we can flow with them and be in tune with them, all right? So, once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. So, back at it, man. If you were to talk to yourself, what kind of questions would you ask? Or what would you ask? What you got?
You can start off. You the host. I'm new.
What in the world? See, there she go. She started already. We 5 minutes into the show. You started already. Listen, so for me, because I clearly asked her the question. Y'all saw how she just switched that and put it on me?
Listen.
If I was to talk to myself, what would I ask myself? I think one question that I would ask myself is what is my purpose? Like, what am I really here to do? Right? Like, it's a lot of different ways that can go, because people out here, they like to do more of what they like and less of what they love. When you do what you love, you will never have to work another day in your life. So I think that's one question that I would really ask myself. What am I really here to do? Like, what was my whole being, my whole existence put here on this earth to do? And then another thing about that is, because the show is called Straight to the Source, before we can make anybody else our source, we are the source first.
Yeah, check yourself out.
So the source is you.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I think that's one of the things that I would ask myself, because as we get older, experience is the best teacher. And we kind of go through life and figure out what we want to do, you know, when we're young and when we're teens and when we're young adults to full adults. We have all these different situations that happen, all these different experiences, all these different emotions, all these different things. And we just really trying to navigate through this thing that we call life, right? So, you know, I like to live my life like this, JV. Like, I like to live my life straight to the source. Like, sometimes I don't want to go through 4 and 5 people just to get to the main person. Get me to the main person. Like, I don't want to have conversations with all y'all. Now, if that's the proper channel that I got to go through, I'm willing to go through that. But I think I'm going to have fun on this show, because I like going straight to the soul. That's how I do business in real life. So, and I think a lot of times my approach to that and how I go about doing that, people are very amazed by and admired by and fascinated by, because they want to know, how am I able to get to these people that I really want to get to? So how you feel about that? What's up?
Well, I pick up back of what you said, like, going to yourself first and, like, understanding, like, okay, let me check myself first before I do anything. Because if you don't know what's going on with yourself, you can't even get nowhere with anything. That's one thing.
Okay.
Like, trying to get to the source, you just got to check yourself first. If you go to other people for that, you won't get the information that you need for yourself to know what's going on with you. Or, like, yeah, that's basically.
So what is one question that, if you had to mentally just sit in this space and be like, hey self, how you doing today? Oh, I'm good, self. That's how you gotta talk to yourself. hey self, huh? What you wanna say to yourself today? What would be a question that you would tell yourself?
I'll probably just ask myself on how I'm doing, like, just how I feel.
Yeah.
And just how you are mentally, because.
And what would be one of your responses to that?
I'm good. I have my days. I'm good days. Okay. I have my good days, my bad days. I have my stressful days.
We going to talk about that stress piece a little bit, though. And when we get there, I really want you to, like, let the listeners know. Because, again, I created this show for them, so I want y'all to hear it straight from them. We going straight to the source. The teens are my source. They the source of this show right now. So when we segue into that portion, I want you to really explain how you do what you do on a day-to-day, from your school activities to your work activities to your extracurricular activities, and how you find a balance, even if it becomes, like, a little bit overwhelming, how you just manage to pull through. I think that's going to help our listeners a lot. We appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. I feel relaxed right now. JV came in the studio today with snacks, y'all. She ain't offered me nothing, though, but, you know.
No. Mm-mm. You getting food after work.
Wow, that's crazy. That's how you feel?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
That's crazy, man. I'm telling you. She don't treat me good, y'all.
Y'all, she lying. She is lying to y'all.
She don't treat me good,
she
man.
Lying. I do everything she tell me to do. So let's not start.
I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I be having mixed feelings, man, because one day she be cool with me.
You was a lie.
One day she be cool with me, and the other day she be like, I ain't messing with your ass today, man.
Because you be stressing me out.
How do I stress you out,
stress
man?
You be asking for too much.
Oh, my. Now I'm asking for too much.
You was been asking for too much.
We going to take a real quick commercial break and come back with the rest of the show. We got 2 more topics to talk about. I hope y'all had a wonderful Tuesday, a good old thriving Tuesday. Make sure y'all keep thriving and really, what y'all love to do. It is your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division. The Teen Crew Podcast Show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. And I'm so excited because I found out how to put these shows on Apple Podcasts. So if you got an iPhone and you're an Apple user, tap that purple podcast app, put in the search engine the Teen Crew Podcast Show, and you can see what we be talking about, man. We talk about real life situations. It's nothing off the table on this show. It's a no judgment zone kind of vibe. And that's how we want to flow with it. We want them to be open so that we can continue to be relatable to them. So real life, you know, school, college, relationships, you know, dreams, goals. You feel me? We talk about it all over here. We ain't scared. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. We gonna see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. I think I took it back with this record right here. Drake and Janae Aiko. Yeah, we doing all Drake instrumentals today. Yep. So for those of you, this is your first time tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. We come off of mute and just really be having fun on the show. So we talk in between segments, man, in between the commercial. How y'all feel today? This was one of Drake's best albums right here, in my opinion. We gonna keep it in the Young Money family. Yep. And let me tell you why. Cause Pink Friday 2 came out on the 8th. Pink Friday 2 came out on the 8th. And look, I went on Instagram last night. Nicki Minaj sure, she be here April 1st, 2024. Yep. April 2nd in Baltimore. So y'all know Heart for Success is gonna be in the building. Yes indeed. Welcome back. Yep. Teen Crew Podcast Show. I'ma let it ride out. Jamie, don't look at me like that. There it is. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. But hey, the Teen Crew Podcast Show gives real perspectives. And that we do, man. We keep it locked and loaded, ready to go. Full conversation, full throttle. We stepping on the gas. JB, why are you looking at me like that? JB. I thought about you before you came in the studio today because I was like, it's JV's first show. Because initially what I was going to do, I was going to charge up my other phone, play music from the other phone, and then I was going to go live on my IG, let all my followers see what I be going through in the studio. Because people be coming in here telling me I stress them out. I'm just saying. You feel me?
I do. Like, I say that every single day.
Yeah. But she loved me low key though. Oh, so it's no love now.
What are you talking about?
It's no love now.
I didn't say that.
I'm asking a question now. Like,
is it love?
It might be. I got you in the seat.
So
that's love. No, you talking on you got a whole set of headphones on. You got a microphone in front of you. The person that don't like talking to people is clearly talking to the audience right now. You feel good?
I'm stressing you out? Yes.
I love you dearly. I promise you. I promise somewhere in this body of mine, somewhere, it's some love there for JV. Even though she be carrying me though, but you know. That's another conversation. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. JV, how you feel?
I'm tired. I'm so scared.
Wake up, man.
No. Like, school is so stressful.
I love her. I love her, yeah. I love her, yeah. So, look, right? You've been... Hold up, before I get there. Happy birthday to all the Sagittarius. Happy birthday to all the Sagittarius. We in the month of December. Once again, happy holidays. Welcome back to the Sing Who Podcast Show. So here we go. Can people come to you for help with accomplishing their goals? Can you help somebody accomplish their goals, Jamie?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Can you, you want to give an example?
Okay, so well, my friend, she was, okay, so one day.
You sound really good, by the way. Go ahead.
Okay, so one day me and my friend were talking about something, and we was talking about how she wanted to try for the basketball team, and she had no confidence in herself or anything. So I decided to talk to the coaches and help her gain a little bit of confidence. So then I got her a private lesson to, like, just help her confidence in basketball. And, yeah, now she's doing basketball. She's doing basketball for, like, 4 years right now.
How old is this young lady?
She's 16 now.
She's in the 11th grade?
Yeah.
So she wanted to play basketball, but she wasn't, like, too confident about trying out?
Mm-mm. She was really good. She just didn't have the confidence for it.
So what did you do exactly?
I mean, I just got her, I helped her, well, I talked to the coaches, like I said, and I was just talking to them about how it was going on with her, and they seen her play basketball, so, like, it was always asking her, can you play basketball, can you try out, and she was always just so hesitant about it.
She was shy.
Yeah, and so okay. I talked to them, and then she got them, well, I got her a lesson, a couple lessons, and then she went to tryouts, and she made the team.
That's what I'm talking about. So what was the conversation like, what was your conversation like with the coaches?
I mean, I was just talking to them. I brought up her name, and they was like, oh, yeah, what about her? Is she trying out? I said, no, she's just shy. She don't know if she going to make the team or, like, she just want people staring at her. She don't like, all that attention on her either. So I'm talking to them about it, and we got, like, each day she had her practice days or, like, her private lessons. We brought more and more people in, just people to sit around and just watch her so she get used to it. And... that really helped her confidence because she loves basketball. She loves it.
So she's going to play in her senior year?
Yeah. Okay. She should.
Do y'all go to the same school?
No.
Okay, what school she go to?
I think she go to KIPP.
She go to KIPP. Okay. So in regards to the show, because, again, for those of you who are just tuning into the show, we are talking about straight to the source. So, look. You went straight to the source, huh? Because you went to the coaches. You ain't go to the players. You ain't go to the assistant coach. You went straight to the coaches and was telling them, like, hey, this young lady, she really loves basketball, but she's kind of, shy, you know, to try out or to speak up and to let someone know that she would like to try out. So, I would like for you guys to give her a shot, just kind of see, you know, if she can really play and just let her do her thing. Now she got a love for the sport. That's what I'm talking about, man. JV out here getting people to play basketball. I love it. So, for me, can people come to me for me to have help them accomplish their goals? I'm going to say yeah to that because I feel like a lot of my own, like, friends, though, like, I know a lot of people, but I don't have a lot of friends. Like, mainly, like, the people that's my friends are, like, people that I do business with. You know what I'm saying? So, my team and, like, the people that be around me on a daily, they always used to call me the go-to person. Nah, for real. I just thought about that, though. Now that we talk about straight to the source, it's like, my friends always say Jazz is, like, the go-to person for, like, everything. Like, whatever we can't do, we gonna call Jazz. And whatever Jazz can't do, she gonna call somebody else and make it happen for us. And I've been in a lot of those situations, and they've been happy with the results. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think I talked about this on the last show, but I'm gonna reiterate it for the listeners. You want to make sure that you are keeping make it happen people in your corner. You really need some people that's going to advocate for you on your behalf and whatever it is that you love to do. You need some people that's going to make it happen for you when you can't make it happen by yourself. I keep those kind of people around me. If I can't go out and get it, you know who I'm about to call? I got it. Don't worry about it. They're gonna handle that for me. Make it happen, people. Keep some people in your corner that can make some things happen for you. I like that, JB. I really do. That's dope. You out here doing your stuff. I like that. Don't be acting shy, man. You feel good. We 21 minutes in, so you can't be shy now.
I'm not. I'm cool.
You cool? Why you didn't bring me no snacks, man?
Listen, you keep talking about these snacks. You getting food out the
Yeah, I'm going to feed my godson first. You know what I'm saying? Well, I hope y'all still having. The day ain't over yet. The day ain't over till 12 a.m. Some of y'all still at work, like me, because clearly I live in the studio these days. But yeah, man, we just hanging out. We having fun. You know, this is JV's first show, so I'm super proud of what she doing right now. You feel good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we dropping some gems on the show today. I like it, man. Y'all continue to go straight to the source. Whatever that source is, make sure you go to it and get everything that you need from it. If you don't get everything, at least get enough. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Group Podcast Show, man. It is your favorite host, Jazz, man. And I think I want to teach JV how to engineer a show, man. I think I want.
I didn't say. You shouldn't even think about it.
Why I can't think about it,
no,
JV?
I don't want to do it. No.
Please.
Nope.
Please.
Nope.
Not now, but if you do some more shows with me, can I teach you how to be on this side?
No.
Why?
Nope. Ass touch.
She gonna give me a hard time about this, y'all. I don't know how I feel about that. We going to a commercial right now. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. We're gonna go to another commercial break. We gonna see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. It may not be all glitz and glamour when you getting straight to the source, when you going through that main or to that main source, but sometimes it might be. It might be some fireworks. It might be some explosions. This is Drake featuring Alicia Keys, Fireworks. I told y'all we doing Drake show. I hope y'all feeling good, man. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Yep. I get to do this every day. I can do this in my sleep. What you say, Drake? Yep. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Why she gotta be sick of me? We about to come back. Why she gotta be sick of me, man? That's you love me though. Really? It's like that. What? Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division, and I got JV hanging out with your girl today. But I gotta do that for her. I absolutely do. JV, how you feel?
I'm sick of you.
I got a headache.
Yeah. Why are you sick of me? What'd I do?
You get on my nerves.
Why I get on your nerves?
Every commercial break.
Well, watch this. Are you having fun?
Sure.
I look, I'm close to a cancer, but you know how I feel about cancer. Y'all wear y'all emotions on y'all sleeve.
I'm sick of y'all Virgos. How about that?
You love us.
I don't like y'all.
Can you stop moving your microphone, please? Because I can hear that. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. So we are talking about straight to the source. Go straight. JV been going straight to the source lately, man. She been getting to it. So this last one. This one is real near and dear to me. And JV, I'm gonna share this with you because this just happened on Sunday. So the question says, are the answers you're seeking in the rooms that you're standing in? Once again, are the answers that you're seeking in the rooms that you are standing in? Now, before we get to that, right? I wanna kind of improv a little bit because I want to get to the part where we, because she says she tired and she stressed out. So I gotta ask you, how are you balancing? Tell the listeners how you are balancing school life versus your extracurricular activity life. What you do? How are you balancing that these days?
I'm gonna be real honest, I don't even know. Like,
cause you do a lot, Cause you do a lot. You got school. You got like basketball, right? And what else you do?
I did track. I come here. So
she's working, guys. This is like the best job that you could ever have when you could sit in the studio and be on a show and get paid to do it. Is that not like the greatest thing ever? Cause they didn't have this when I was 15. Correction, because I'm about to tell y'all a lie, and I ain't about to do that. I did music at your age, but they didn't have this where you can come to the rec and work and get paid while you're in school. Yeah, man, this is like the best job ever. I need some of JV money, yeah?
No, you got
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at my phone, and I like the instrumental that just popped up. I think I'm gonna go to that the next commercial break. But how do you balance?
I don't know. I just, some days they're easy to balance for others. But like right now, I feel like I don't know. Like I'm just doing it. Like I don't know how I'm just doing it.
So you just like Nike, just do it, huh?
Yeah, just doing it.
You just up and about with it.
Yeah.
But at some point, it has to be a balance in between what you do.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't become overwhelming. So what, like, how do you channel that? Like, what do you do so it don't feel like you in overdrive for 12 hours?
On my stressful days, I just take one thing at a time. Like, if I know I'm going to be after school, if I know I'm going to have a headache, I'm not really going to be myself. I'm just not going to come to work. Like, I don't want to, like, overwhelm myself even more. Then when I get home, I overwhelm myself even more because I got work to do when I go home. So I don't want to just keep putting more stuff on myself when I already have so much on my plate at once. So I just take one thing at a time. I'm not stressed with it.
Okay. So what are you doing to minimize that stress though?
To minimize it?
Yeah.
I want to just shorten my hours, take the time for myself for like a little bit, and then just reset. And then try it again.
Press the reset button. I love it. I love that, though. For real, young. Because the reset button is like every day. You might press that reset button 3-4 times a day just to regroup and recharge and kind of stay focused. I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to fix that. I promise. We in the middle of a show right now. But when we go to commercial break, I'm going to do that. But this question, thank you for that, by the way. This question that we're going to address right now, are the answers you're seeking in the rooms that you're standing in? So real quick story, right? Sunday, I stream my 8 o'clock service and my 10 o'clock service. The 10 o'clock service, Pastor Bree, shout out to Pastor Bree of Faith City Central. That's where I reside. She talks about your answer being in the room. So whatever you came in there with, whether it's personal related, business related, you know what I'm saying? Even if it was just like something fun that you thought about, but you didn't have, but you ain't know how that fun was going to actually happen. Whatever you thought about, somebody in that room that was in that congregation got the answer that you need. But are you going to be around long enough to get the answer? I think that's the most important part, because we want the answers, but are we willing to put ourselves in the spaces and the places where those answers are being given? So I think for me, that kind of, that really hit it right on the nose, because that's how I know God listens to what I be saying, and like that I know I'm on the right track when I say stuff, when I hear it come out of somebody else's mouth as confirmation to what I, because we was just talking about that the other day and we wasn't even recording at the time. So it's like, I think the majority of answers that people are looking for are in the spaces and the places that they are currently in. But the question then becomes, how long are you willing to stay to get those answers from the source? Whoever the source may be. The source is you first, because don't nobody know what you think about every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't open your mouth and say something, how you think you gonna get your answer? But your answer is in that particular room. And I even think about that from a business standpoint, because I go there a lot, because it's like, I'm not here just to be here. That's probably like the last reason. As to like when I'm traveling and stuff, I don't just go places just to go places. I go places on a mission to get something accomplished. Like, you know, especially when it's business related. Like, yes, don't get me wrong, I am going to have fun, but I go there with a plan and I'm ready, set, go. So it's like, if I'm thinking about networking with this person and networking with that person, I'm going to go place myself whoever I think is the person that got the answer, I'm going to go place myself in that environment. Because even if the person that I think got the answer don't have the answer, they in the room with somebody who do. But if I'm not there, how am I going to fulfill that assignment? So you got to be like real mindful of like the spaces and the environments and the atmospheres that you stand in, because you never know, man. You just never know what God is going to do in any moment. So it's like, at least 90% of the time when we not so caught up in our own self, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it a stack. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Take Root Podcast Show. When our pride and our ego not in the way, you understand? When we don't want to do it our way, at least 90% of the time, the answer that you're looking for is in the room that you're in. But you must place yourself in those environments and be there long enough to get what you want out of it, man. Like, that's real life. That's... Because as soon as she said that, I was like, was I not just talking to JV about this? Like, God is really listening to the girl over here. Like, and I thought about that, and then it hit me just like that. It was just like, when you can say something and what you say is confirmation from somebody else, that's how you know God real. That's how you know he listening. Because I'm like, bro, we literally was just talking about that. So how you feel about that? What you got?
I mean, yeah, put yourself in the right space to know, like, get or to get the information you need, and just surround yourself around things you need. You need to have patience. Like, really have patience. Like,
I agree. Really. She's working on that, y'all.
You really have to have patience to, like, get the answers you want and that you need. Because you could put yourself in situations that you know that's not what the answers you need, but you would get answers that you don't need and use that, and it puts you in a worse situation and different situations that you can't really get out of unless you get the answers you need in the right places you are, where you are. And then you have to be patient, like I said.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to stick around. Just know.
To get what you want, right? Basically. You got to be in the place, man. You got to make yourself known, man.
Because one thing will go in one ear sometimes, out the other.
That's accurate.
So
that's accurate, though. That's accurate, though, man. And I think that's really, really important, because we talking about straight to the source, man. So if we going straight to the source, whatever that source may be, you just got to know that your answer is in that room. You feel me? And you got to stick around and see, you know, the full manifestation of whatever it is that you're doing, even in, like your career choices and stuff like that. Like, when you graduate from high school, what you plan on doing? Like, are you working? Are we going to a trade school? Are we going to college? And then you got to, like, tap into the resources so those particular opportunities that you're looking for could come around. Because, like I said, when we were talking before, you know, you gotta be able to network and put yourself out there. Like, you a walking brand for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't wanna recreate something that's already been created. Like, if you wanna be in a certain field in college and stuff, and you wanna, and that's what you want to study, whatever your field of study may be, and you want to get an internship so you can work in that field, you know, before you graduate from college and get your degree and stuff. It's like, while you sitting here trying to figure out your own plan, it's somebody else that's already doing that. So you need to be going to go tap in with them to see how they can help you. Cause why are we so stuck in reinventing the wheel? It's already being done. Just go tap in with the people who are already doing it, so they can show you how to do it, and then you will be cool. And I said that because I got on here. What resources can you gain access to for the career choice that you want? So again, when you networking with the people that with the people that have your answer, that's your source, right? So, like, for example, and then after this commercial break, because y'all know I gotta pay the bills, right? They want me in the studio every week, so I gotta pay these things. So look, so for example, JB, tell the listeners, please, what you plan to do after you graduate from high school.
Well, it's a couple things I have in mind that I may want to do. Mm-hmm. I either want to be a radiologist, a travel nurse, a forensic crime scene investigator.
Love it.
Like, it's just so much things I'm thinking about to do. But, like, I'm trying to set my mind on one thing. But I'm kind of leaning towards, like, the forensic science. Forensic crime scene investigator.
Okay.
But I don't know yet. I'm just, you know.
So, like, with that, right, like, that's your plan, that's your goal, right? So once you get to school and figure out, you know, first of all, what school you want to go to, and then get accepted into that school, and then, you know, start thinking about what you want to major in, you know, career-wise, like, you know, you can gain access to the resources that you need that's gonna fulfill you in that major, right? So, you know, going straight to the source with that would be like, hey, look, I'm trying to do crime scene investigation, who in here know about crime stuff? We need to have a conversation.
I want
to
do something. Come on now.
Yeah, we need to create a group chat. We need to get on an email list.
It's giving Zoom something.
Yeah, it's giving Zoom. It's giving Microsoft Teams. It's giving.
Let's just have a conversation. Let me know what I need to do.
That's how your answers get answered, man. Going to the people that have them. And I like this show, man, because I promise you that's how I do business. I go straight to the source all the time. Who I need to talk to? What's their name? What's their number? What's their email? Don't worry about it. I got you. So I hope y'all listening to the show and y'all gravitating to what we saying, because this is really going to help somebody. You don't always have to go through like 10 people just to get the one person. It's not about going through everybody. It's about going to that somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, right? So, once again, thank y'all, man, for rocking out with your girl. You know, hanging out with me. Teen Crew Podcast Show. The best podcast show, you understand? We gonna go to the last commercial break. Come back with the takeaways. And we gonna close the show out. JV, you feel good?
Yeah. I'm cool.
I told this chick that
this chick Jesse.
I'm sorry, y'all. I told this young lady that I needed all types of energy on my show, and she just gave me a little. I'm all right.
I'm cool. What you want me to give?
Nah, I'm good. I'm planning. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Take Crew Podcast Show. We be back. See y'all in a minute. All right, peace. Coming back. I fixed the life for JV. JV, thank you for hanging out with me today, man. She's the new addition to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. This is your favorite host, Jazz, and I'm hanging out with somebody that said I make them sick, but you know. What's up, Jamie?
You stressed me out. I didn't say anything. But you stressed me out.
Yeah, she said I stress her out. So we coming to the end of the show. This is the part where we give takeaways to the audience and the listeners to, you know, what we believe they should take away from the show. So talking about straight to the source, Jamie, what you got? What's the takeaway you took away from the show today?
Just checking yourself first. Surround yourself around positive stuff. Like, just surround yourself in, like, good situations and just check yourself for everything. Just check in with yourself, basically, because your mind be going one way and you be feeling another way. So just check in with yourself.
I feel that. I like that. So I got a question for you real quick. Mm-hmm. Are you coming back next week? Can I get her back on the show, guys?
Nothing decided. I should get back on the show. How about that? Nothing decided.
And I gotta post the show first, Jamie.
All right.
Oh, don't do me like that.
I'll be back next week.
I love Jamie, man. Jamie cool, man. The main thing is because I live my life this way, straight to the source, all I'm gonna say is make sure you going to whomever the source may be, the source stars with you. But make sure you are keeping some people in your corner that can make some things happen on your behalf. That is what I want to leave the audience with, the listeners with. Thank y'all. Thank you to each and every person who decides to play the show back in playback. You know, I don't care if it's 15 people listening every week. Thank y'all. All 15 of y'all. We appreciate y'all. You understand? So I will let the instrumental rock out. I'm not even going to change the record. And we going to see y'all next week. Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz, from the CR Division. Once again, the show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team, created by myself. But y'all know, man, it's about them. If for those of you who know me, y'all know I got a heart for the team. So this is what we doing, and this how we keeping the show going. This is my way of giving young people like JV a voice. So this what we do, and we gonna see y'all next week. All right, peace.